scripture for tonight's teaching is found in Exodus 23, verses 14 through 17, where it reads, "Three times thou shalt keep a feast unto me in the year. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded thee, in the time appointed of the month Abib. For in it thou camest out from Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. And the feast of harvest, the first fruits of thy labors, which thou hast sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering, which is in the end of the year, when thou hast gathered in thy labors out of the field. Three times in the year all thy males shall appear before the Lord God." I've titled tonight's message, Fulfilling the Feasts. In Exodus 23, verses 14 through 17, God commands that each man must appear before him three times a year at the major feasts, which are Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles. I want to share the meaning of each feast and how they apply in our life today. The first feast was Passover. It was a spring feast, and it celebrated the deliverance from Egypt. The Israelites were in bondage in Egypt, a type of our bondage to sin and the world, and they needed a deliverer. So God raised up a deliverer, the man Moses, and sent him into Egypt to bring his people out. Now, there is much symbolism in the items that were described concerning the feast. The first thing was that they had to have a lamb that was perfect without blemish. And I'm reminded of the New Testament where Christ is described as being tempted in all things, yet without sin. So he was that perfect sacrifice. Another thing concerning Passover is that after they had killed the lamb and roasted it, they were to eat all of the lamb that was sacrificed. And again, I'm reminded of what Jesus said, "Except ye eat my flesh and drink my blood, ye have no life in you." Now, after the Israelites had slaughtered the lamb, they took the blood and they applied it to the doorposts and lintel of each home. And that testifies of Jesus, his sacrifice applied to us for forgiveness of sin. So we see that the Passover festival is a type of our salvation, bringing us out of the world and out of the bondage of sin, and coming into life in Christ Jesus as the Passover lamb. Now, 50 days after the Feast of Passover was the Feast of Pentecost. It was 7 weeks from the time of Passover, specifically the 50th day. And God had at this point delivered the Israelites from Egypt, and they came through the desert to Mount Sinai. On that day, which commemorates the giving of the law, God came down on Mount Sinai and spoke the word to them. They actually heard it, from what Scripture says, and they were terrified. What God wanted to do was to write the law on their hearts by way of hearing of the ear, but they ran away in fear. I can just imagine when they heard the voice of the Lord speaking from the cloud of smoke that covered Mount Sinai, their reaction was to tell Moses, oh, we don't want to hear God's voice. We're afraid we're going to die from it. So you go ahead up the mountain, Moses, and you listen to what God says, and then you come down and tell us. That was not what the Lord wanted to do. He desired for everyone to hear his voice personally, but they only wanted to hear it through an intermediary, such as Moses in their day, or in our day, a pastor or a leader of the congregation. They did not have enough faith to continue on with God in that type of relationship. They had a Passover level of faith, but that was as far as they went. They did not want to personally hear the word of God, so he had to write the law on tablets of stone, and then instead of them learning the obedience through hearing, they tried to fulfill the law by their own personal efforts, which was meant to fail. It's interesting to note that Leviticus 23:17 tells us that the loaves of bread that were baked were to be baked with leaven. And in Scripture, leaven is a type of sin. It was a leaven feast showing that the Pentecostal age, which it prophesied, is still a time of mixture. We have people going on with God and hearing his voice, but yet they are not brought to perfection through that. Pentecost is more than speaking in tongues, as we see in the New Testament, or exercising spiritual gifts. Pentecost was meant to begin a training process in us to bring us to full maturity and the time of the resurrection. So the gifts of the Spirit of which Pentecost speaks were given to train us in that way. Now the third and final major feast was the Feast of Tabernacles, or Booths. It was held in the seventh month of the year, and it was a feast of harvest. 2 weeks before it is the Feast of Trumpets. And again, I'm reminded of the New Testament speaking of the trumpet sounding and the dead being raised. In the tenth day of the seventh month is the Day of Atonement. And then 5 days later, on the 15th, begins the Feast of Tabernacles. It is an 8 day long feast, and eight speaks of new beginnings. Tabernacles, or booths, were made of materials that are living. In the redemption of our body, the living body that we lost through Adam's sin will be redeemed. Tabernacles is God's goal for us. It foreshadows the resurrection from the dead and being clothed with immortality. Now, no one has yet received the new body except for Christ himself. But some, such as Moses, Joshua and Caleb, etc., who are heroes of the faith or overcomers, as described in Hebrews 11, have foreshadowed that for us. One of the other major figures in the scriptures was Paul. He was still striving earlier in his ministry, as we read in Philippians 3, verses 7 through 12. And there it says, "If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now Paul, from this point and even earlier in his life, went through much training, like I had mentioned before. He was looking forward to the Feast of Tabernacles. He had already had his Pentecost, and he spoke in tongues more than you all, as he says in one of the New Testament books. But he was still striving at that point, because he knew what he wanted. He wanted to leave behind Passover and Pentecost, and he wanted to go all the way through into the Feast of Tabernacles, where he would receive his new body. Later in his ministry, he knew that all the things that God had brought him through qualified him for that overcomer position. In 2 Timothy verses 4, 6 through 8, just before he was put to death, he testifies in this manner: "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that also that love his appearing." So we see here very briefly that these three feasts show a prophetic overview of the path which God wants to lead us all through during our life on earth. He wants to take us from Passover, the initial salvation experience, through Pentecost, where we begin to hear the voice of God and receive the Holy Spirit, who begins to train us in our life to become sons of God, on through to the final feast, the Feast of Tabernacles, where upon the return of Christ, we shall receive our resurrection body and our reward, and shall be brought forth, manifested as mature sons of God. And that's my teaching for tonight.